WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show.
Stretch it out.
Good morning. Oh, it's hard to beat a good stretch.
You know?
Good stretch. Can you touch your toes?
You know, I actually tried the other day. I can still.
Barely.
Barely.
I don't believe it.
Barely. You know what I can't do? I can't put my palms flat on the ground, though.
I don't think I've ever been able to do that from a standing position. Like legs straight.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I do the old, you know.
The knees locked.
Yeah. Can't do it that way.
You get that weird squirrely feeling in your legs.
I got to stretch more.
Yeah. It's a good thing to stretch.
Yeah.
If you don't stretch, and I don't think anybody stretches.
No.
But if you do,
yeah,
it's a good healthy lifestyle.
You should do it in the morning.
Yep.
You and I should do every day on the show.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do a 5-minute live stretch.
Yeah.
And
Breathe. Stretch.
And breathe.
Oh. What happened to our listeners?
We can put some pan flute music on in the background.
Yeah. Have you ever done yoga?
Yes, once or twice. Kiki got me into that.
Yeah.
She does yoga quite a bit.
Why'd you stop?
Because
it sucks.
Because it was yoga. I got bored. I'm just looking around like, hey, what are you doing?
So the yoga class is like a bunch of people?
No, we just did a take.
Oh, ow. What the hell? What was that all about? This microphone, man. I just got blasted in the face by my microphone. It broke. Shut up. It hurt. Shut up. Ow, my lip.
Thank you.
Am I bleeding?
Thank you, God, for that precious gift you just sent me.
Ah,
Hunter getting hit in the face.
I'm suing the company.
Oh.
I'm showing.
If we can get some money out of this.
Am I bleeding?
No, you're fine.
Come on, hit me. Make it bleed.
Let me rough you up a little bit more. Hey, we're going to talk about aliens coming to Earth,
bro,
and what we would explain to them, or the hard things to explain to them after we get Hunter bandaged up.
Ah!
That was great. It's the Plan B Morning Show, where literally it's a mess. Good morning. Brock, Hunter, don't mess with your microphone. What'd you say to your microphone that it caused you to hit it in your face?
It's not having a good year so far.
That was so funny.
Yeah, it hurt. That's why it was funny.
Nothing better than a good headshot.
You know?
Wham!
Pop! Right in the schnoz.
Right in the schnoz. Yeah, what if that hits you in the nose?
You know?
I'd be getting millions.
A million.
Ow!
Hey.
Ah! Could have knocked your tooth out.
I know.
Man, oh man.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, be careful over there. 925-WIRX, 925-9479 this morning. If aliens came to Earth, what would be the hardest thing to explain to them? Here they come down in their spaceship, bleep, blorp, take us to your leader, all that stuff. They want to learn. Bleep, blorp.
Where do you get this bleep, blorp thing from?
That's what I assume an alien to sound like. Yeah. Bleep, blorp, blop, bleep, blorp. Bleep, blurp. Anyway.
What a dumb language.
No, God, look at these idiots. What would be the hardest thing to explain to aliens about us, about Earth?
Yeah. It's hard for me to think of one, but I think clothes.
Clothes?
Maybe.
But what if they have clothes, though?
I just don't imagine aliens with clothes.
Just usually, naked?
They don't have, you know, vaginas, or they don't have.
We don't know that.
Wieners.
We don't know that.
Yeah,
they could.
It's true.
They could. Maybe they just let it all hang out. Maybe clothes is a foreign. I don't know.
Just an alien with a big old swinging hog.
Fashion. God, put it away.
Ah!
Bleep, blorp, bleep, blorp. I think he's hitting on me.
I had no idea.
I think he's hitting on me.
All right.
Bleep, blorp, bleep, bleep, blorp.
I feel like I'm at the YMCA.
Big old swinging gray. Maybe fashion. Fashion might be kind of hard to explain. Like, what's popular?
Yeah.
You know?
Trying to explain high-waisted shorts to aliens. God.
I just don't get it. Can you explain it to me? Bleep, blorp.
Bleep, blorp. I apologize, aliens.
Sorry.
I know. It looks terrible.
It's just awful.
It looks...
Hold on. We literally got people surrounding. The president is there. Hunter comes busting through the crowd.
Wait.
Hey. Let me try and explain this horrible nonsense. You bring your
Before
wife
Before we
up.
Go any further.
Look at how high this is.
Right.
Stuart belly button.
Bleep, blurp, bleep, blurp.
They leave.
Yep. Peace.
You make other spaceship. I think social media would be hard to explain.
Yeah.
It's a this collective, this online community where people go and they explain just the monotonous, boring mm-hmm. stuff of their lives. Here's a place where they just post pictures of their kids yeah. or do inspirational quotes while making duck face.
Gym flow, bro.
Gym. I mean, yeah. Yeah, here's a community where we could share valuable information, but instead it's full of selfies
yeah.
and stupid quotes and worthless junk.
Yeah.
Pictures of food that we're about to eat.
Yeah, that would be, yeah.
For what? For likes? For fake internet points. For fake internet points, we have this thing.
Thumbs up.
So wait, the alien goes, so wait, are these points worth anything? Nothing.
Nothing.
It just helps boost our self-esteem. Yeah.
Ego points.
It's ego points.
Ego points.
It helps us get through our boring lives.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have this area where we make up stuff
mm-hmm.
to impress strangers or people we haven't talked to since high school. Now, I think that would be hard to explain.
I think you're right on that one.
It'd be a hard one.
Yep. You know, I was thinking, too, maybe a gym. I've never seen a ripped, tanned alien.
That's true. Aliens aren't ever ripped. They're always like a weird shape.
Yeah. They're always shaped like Benny.
They got a pot belly and long, skinny arms.
And some Muppet arms.
Bald head. Oh, my God.
Benny's an alien.
Benny's an alien, bro.
Oh, my God.
Brock and Hunter.
Brock 107 WIRX. Good morning, 747. Brock Hunter.
Yeah.
Aliens, bro.
You ever seen the movie Mac and Me?
Yes, many years ago.
So they like put their hands together in that weird thing.
Yeah, Mac and Me is like the Walmart version of E.T.
E.T., right, absolutely. That's a good analogy.
And Howard the Duck uh-huh. is like the Target version of...
Never watch Howard the Duck.
Never seen it? Dude, hot ass, the redhead, the mom from... why can I never think of her name?
You know, see, which would be nice to check that out, but I just can't get past that creepy duck, man. Every time I'd see it as a kid, I'm just like, I don't want
to. You know, he's a super... Howard the Duck's like a superhero.
Is he?
Yeah, he's in...
he's creepy.
Who's telling me about that?
Creepy,
Son of Sam was telling me Howard the Duck makes a cameo in some movie. But it's got the hot ass, you know, the mom from Back to the Future. She's young in that movie, and I'm pretty sure she bangs that duck. I'm pretty sure. Anyway, we got some great comments on Facebook. If aliens came... God, you and I get off on tangents. I was just thinking, what? If aliens came to Earth, what would be the hardest thing to explain to them? A lot of people commented on this. We got some really good ones on here. Let's see. How we discovered getting milk from cows. Wait. Hold on a sec.
You pull on this nipple.
You pull on this teat. And some comes out. And you drink it. That is. Think about the first person. Yeah.
But wait, alien.
Wait.
You got to watch for this back foot. It might knock your ass out.
Yeah. Sam said that we all have handheld devices that give us access to almost the entire history of knowledge of mankind, and we use it to look at cat pics and videos of guys getting hit in the nuts.
Yeah. Real quick, though, before you go any further, because I was thinking about this, if an alien species is smart enough to find and get to our planet, is there anything that we really need to explain?
No, that's true. They probably know everything.
Yeah.
We could ask them questions.
Like, you can show them our cell phones, they're probably like, look at that.
I don't know.
Stupid thing.
I think aliens would have a lot of questions about us. Yeah. I think so. I think
a lot of people think they'd be a lot, you know, similar to us. But I don't think so. I think they'd be totally...
So much smarter. What if they're dumber than us? They just have really nice technology. What if they're just like cavemen that have really nice technology?
Really nice stuff?
Yeah. Well, think about it. We're a pretty dumb species, and we got nice stuff.
Like you said, think about it. So are we getting smarter or technology is getting smarter? Or, you know, technology is evolving and it's exponential. Yeah. We're not necessarily getting any smarter, are we? We're just using technology.
Oh, God, no. No. Travel around. Just spend the day outside amongst people and you'll realize.
The intelligence is going kind of... You know, technology's going up.
It's making
the human brain is.
It's making up for our dumbness. Like I said, survival of the fittest is not a thing anymore. Okay, and that would be a hard thing to explain to aliens.
Yeah.
How some of these people are still alive.
Yeah.
All right.
Who's explaining this
Walmart?
Stuff?
Right.
Who's explaining this stuff to the aliens, too?
Oh.
Can't do they even talk? Do they need to talk?
Maybe just read our minds. Bleep, blorp, bleep, bleep.
It was always my favorite about aliens.
Yeah.
Just a telepathic talking to each other like that.
I like that Kardashians one. That would be a hard one.
Oh, explaining them?
Yeah. Like, why are these people famous?
They're aliens.
Why they're still famous? You think Kardashians are aliens? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Kim's starting to look like an alien. Yeah. And that mom, well, both moms.
What are they calling them? They're reptilians. Is that what they call them?
Reptilians? Crab people. Crab people.
Reptilians. It's like a species of aliens or something that people believe in.
Yep.
And there's a lot of videos on YouTube if you look up like famous people blinking and they got the lizard eye. You ever seen that?
No, I haven't.
Look that up, man.
You spend way too much time.
It's going to be way too sunny out today to look it up today. Wait for a dark day in your basement. Look up reptilians, man. I'm telling you.
Explain to the aliens why you're so dumb.
Rock 107.
Hey. Good morning, 757 Brock Hunter.
Good morning.
If aliens came to Earth, man, what would be the hardest thing to explain to them? I think there's just so many great answers on Facebook. War amongst ourselves, that might be a hard thing. Maybe there's no war in space.
Yeah.
There's got to be space wars. I don't think that would be that hard.
Yeah, everything living is always competing. So it's just kind of a given.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I don't think it would be hard.
You know what's crazy thinking about, you know, if an alien landed on Earth, how I would blow our minds.
Yeah, I don't even think we'd probably try and kill it.
But yeah, right? But yeah, we have like rovers on Mars. We've landed on the moon.
Yeah. Yeah?
You know, it's crazy. Think about that.
I don't know, man. I don't want to. It freaks me out. It
freaks me out, man.
Yeah. I'm just going through all these comments. Good Lord, people.
Like, imagine if we landed on Mars and there was, like, another rover there. It wasn't ours. Like, it'd freak us out.
That's what we're looking for.
All right.
That's what we're looking for. I like this one. Ryan said, walking a dog and then picking up after it. I don't understand that. I don't understand. We walk behind an animal that's doing something natural, and then we put it in a plastic bag. So what they, you know, when a dog does his business, that'll eventually just go into the earth.
So you don't think we should pick it up?
No.
Until you step in
it. We put it in a plastic bag that won't biodegrade. So we're putting something biodegradable into something that's not biodegradable, at least not for a very long time, to throw it in a pile where it's just going to sit there.
You do have a point. Until you step in it.
Well, what we need to do is have, I know we have like dog parks.
Because stepping in dog poop sucks.
Well, I'm
it's
not
the
saying,
worst.
I'm not saying it should be like on a sidewalk, but in the grass. You know, or we just accept it as a society.
At least on the sidewalk, you can see it, kind of.
Yeah, that's true. You can go around it.
Yeah.
Playing in the yard. Ow!
Don't listen to Brock. Continue to pick up your dogs.
I don't know. I think we should leave it be. Or we should have like a, or maybe not in bags.
What are you gonna
do? Or we got to make biodegradable. You just pick it up with
some hemp bags.
Hey, y'all. Something biodegradable. That doesn't make sense to me. The aliens would be like, wait, what? Andy said WIRX. I have to explain to these aliens why you're so dumb, Andy. I like this one. Jim said man buns. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that one we're going to have to explain.
Man buns.
Yeah. Trevor said Justin Bieber.
The Biebs, man.
I think our fascination with celebrities, I think that's a good one. God, there's a lot on here that I can't even say on air. You guys are fantastic. Tell you what, go check out the post on Facebook.
I wonder what they would think about music. Music's kind of a weird thing if you think about it.
It is.
It's been invented by humans.
Noises.
Like you ever look at your dog while you're listening to music and you're wondering like do you enjoy this? Do you enjoy that? Like what do they think about music?
No, I don't do that.
No, you don't.
No. What, do you look at your cat?
Hang on, hit this real quick. Would you?
I want you to be honest with me right now.
Yeah.
Look me right in the eye.
I absolutely do.
There's times where you look at your cat and go, "Hey, cat." What do you think about this?
There's a lot of times where I look at my cat and I'm looking deep into that thing's brain thinking, what's going on in there? And you know what I conclude? You know what I finally come to conclusion of?
What?
They're not really thinking about anything. They're thinking about food and they're thinking about going outside. That's it.
The cat's looking at sleeping. This cat's looking at you going, leave me alone, dude.
You dumb human.
You moron. You moron. Rock 106.